Take a break from your busy schedule and join Harold Sala for Guidelines for Living.
You're not just tissue, bones, and organs, but a living being, a person made in God's image. Some 50 trillion cells, a unique mixture of body, soul, and spirit, constitute the real you. No one sees what you see or feels what you feel. The Bible says that you are of such great importance to God that He sent His Son to redeem you, forgive your sins and failures, and to reveal His purpose and will for your life. When Paul wrote to the Romans, he said that the key to discovering God's purpose and plan is not only to use your brain, your mind as he put it, but to yield your body to Him as a living sacrifice. That is significant, far more so than most people realize, because your thoughts control what you do. And your refusal to think of the consequences of what you do can result in tragedy and tears. The day following the night when you threw care to the wind, you awaken from your moral stupor the next day and ask, God, help me, how could I have done the stupid thing I did? Paul stressed the fact that your mind and focus must be renewed on a daily basis. You take nourishment every day, right? You bathe daily, right? You may even exercise every day to stay healthy, at least we should. So what do you do on a daily basis to ensure that your brain is in tune with God's purpose and plan for your life? For centuries, men and women have faced the issue. How do you survive in a world that seeks to force you into conformity with their thinking? Simply put, how do you connect with God on a regular basis? David cried out, "O God, you are my God. Early I will seek you." At the time David wrote that psalm, he was fleeing from Saul. I can visualize him rising even before the sun turned the moist air into burning heat as he meditated on the goodness of God. He said, "I had fainted unless I had believed to see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living." First, he took time to meditate and wait on the Lord. This means you take time to refresh your life spiritually. Then David reflected upon the promises of God. He often quoted scripture back to God. No, he didn't have a Bible such as you have, but he had some of the Old Testament. He knew much of the law given by Moses, and he knew how God spoke through the prophets and revealed His will regarding the decisions of life and their consequences. Friend, take time on a daily basis to refresh your spirit by opening your heart to what God wants. I would encourage you to keep a notebook with your Bible. Record what you pray about. Then as God responds, keep track of the way He answers. Paul told Christians at Rome that God's will is good. You can't separate the will of the Father from His nature and character. He also said that as we understand it, we recognize it is acceptable, not a bitter pill to be swallowed, but the key to what we always wanted, but didn't know what it was. Finally, he says it is whole or complete. Perfect was the word he used. He said the first step is to make a heart decision to do His will. Doing the will of God from your heart is how he put it in Ephesians 6:6. The book of Hebrews also promises it will be rewarded. You can discover that for yourself. Don't throw away your confidence. You will be richly rewarded in God's time. Trust Him.
You've just heard Guidelines for Living. Visit givetoguidelines.org and become a partner in sharing hope and encouragement in Christ with others around the world. That's givetoguidelines.org. Thanks for listening, and join us again for Guidelines for Living.